ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेमदेवहितै यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ प्रज्ञानां शुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभिर्व्याप्यलोकान् ज्ञानां शुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभिर्व्याप्यलोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान्स्थविष्ठान् भोगान्स्थविष्ठान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुं स्वपिति मधुरभुं मायया भोजयन्नः मायया भोजयन्नः माया संख्यातुरीयम् माया संख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि मयत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् स्वमतिविभवान् मतिविभवान् ज्योतिषास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् तिशस्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनै स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगत गुण गणः पात्वसो नस्तुरियः विगत गुण गणः पात्वसो नस्तुरियः Having made us understand what is Amani Bhavaha, Gaudapada Acharya continues to explain that same fact for reinforcing the correct understanding. In the wake of the knowledge of one's own Swarupam, being consciousness, in the light of one's essential nature, being consciousness, we understand the nature of consciousness being one, divisionless, formless, partless, all pervasiveness, all being all pervasive, timeless, in being indivisible. All this you understand only when you really arrive at what consciousness is. Simply you can't say that. Simply formless, indestructible. How can you know? So really, first, Shastram helps us distinguish the self from the non-self. It's a first step. And having distinguished the self and the non-self, simultaneously, we are helped to understand reality, which is distinguished as the knower from the known, is also distinct but not distant. When we understand not distant, we understand non-separateness. Then we are helped to see how everything known being non-separate from the Atma. This is how we understand. There are two steps here. First step, you distinguish. Second step, you see the non-separateness of everything from Atma, Atma from everything. Do you understand the reality as a whole? And that reality, even though all pervasive, you arrive at as one's own Swarupam. Only in the mind, as the truth of the very self. So arriving at the reality as the truth of oneself is in fact arriving at the reality, the truth of the mind. You arrive at the reality as the truth of the first and the foremost of the cognitions, I am. Once you arrive at it, then you understand the same truth is the truth of all cognitions, the entire mind. And the same truth is the truth of all the minds. The same truth is the truth of every being that is here. Once you arrive at the Swarupam of the reality in terms of its nature of knowing, then you understand, further analysis helps us understand how the reality is there. We arrive at only in terms of its nature of knowing. There's no other way. Because formless. So then you analyze what is the nature of that reality. We arrive at in terms of its nature of consciousness. Formless. This will help the Shastram. And also using our Yuktya, Shutya. Now we analyze. Then we arrive at what is formlessness. Is this Swarupam? Timelessness is this Swarupam. All pervasiveness is sukshmam. Subtleness is the swarupam. All pervasiveness is the swarupam. Indivisibleness is the swarupam. Partlessness is the swarupam. Changelessness is the swarupam. Motionlessness, actionlessness is the swarupam. Therefore, and this is being all pervasive and being beginningless, endless, timeless. It is a causeless, uncaused. And it is not the cause of anything else also. And it is of the nature of existence. This is how we arrive at it. And a human being alone is blessed with this unique capacity to discover the truth. Because only in human mind, conscious, there's manifestation of consciousness in terms of I am. Therefore, you can discover what is this I, where does it come from, where does it resolve. If you arrive at the truth of the I, you arrive at the truth of, you can say what? There. That's why we said, this being always self-evident, no pramanu can reveal it. One, when what? Anatma being not, being inseparably with anatma, when anatma attributes are removed, within the help of the shastram, we help to see, nothing is taught here. Just help to see these are all anatma aspects, objects of knowledge. Then, once they are all really revealed, you have to say what? I am consciousness. You only claim, take ownership of your own sarupam being consciousness. Aham Brahma Asmi. In the wake of this jnanam, what happens, isn't it? You discover mind being Atma. Like in the wake of the analogy of the rope, how you discover snake being the rope. There's no resolution. There's no dissolution. Okay? It's not there for it to resolve. So in the same way here, we understand mind being Atma. This discovery of mind being Atma is what? Making the mind non-mind, which is Amani Bhavaha. Then there's no knower called mind. From the standpoint of the knowledge of mind being Atma, then there is no objects. Therefore, there's nothing as objects. And everything is what? Atma. Everything is Atma, everything is Brahma. Therefore, there's no subject, there's no object, there's only Brahma. This knowledge, once it is there, even after the rise of this knowledge also, even having this clear vision also, still, the perception of duality will continue to be there. Still, mind will be there, but as though. Mind, understanding mind being Atma does not make mind disappear. Mind disappears cognitively. There's no physical deletion of the mind, or experiential deletion of the mind. Still, there'll be experience of the mind will continue as long as Parabdha is there. Mind will be there. But still, so the experience of duality will be there for a jnani, like for any ajnani. For any ajnani, experience of duality is there. For a jnani also, the experience of duality will continue to be there. Isn't it? Only thing is, how the jnani responds to it is different from how a jnani reacts to it. In jnani's vision, it's in spite of experiencing the duality, it's very clear it is as though it is not really there. It's mithya. What is real for a jnani is not real for a jnani. What is real for a jnani is not known for a jnani. That's why yanisha sarvabhutanam. The Gita was yanisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagrati sanyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pasyato munih. We say that. That is why here the problem is the mind is Brahman. Mind is Atma means mind is Brahma. Once mind is Brahma, then everything is Brahma. Everything is Brahman. Nothing which is not Brahman here. There's Brahma Mukkate, only Brahma. You must have heard it. Beautiful one Kirtan by one Mahatma. Annamaya. Brahma Mukkate, Para Brahma Mukkate. Only Brahman is there. Yes, sir. If you go to Tirupati temple, you can hear. They keep on playing it all the time. So what I'm saying, all that is there is only Brahma. This is the final vision. When the vision is there, life has become life of accomplishment. Nothing needs to be done afterwards. All that we are going to understand here. So therefore, what we have understood until now, let me tell you before we go to the next verse. Very important to remember again the difference between the nature of the mind of a jnani and the mind which is asleep, in sleep. So in the jnani's mind is Brahman itself. Therefore, divisionlessness, differencelessness is the swarupam of the jnani, swarupam of the mind. Why? Mind is Brahma. Nature of Brahman is what? Divisionlessness. Nirvikalpakatvam, isn't it? Divisionlessness. Nirvikalpakatvam, divisionlessness is the very swarupam of Brahman. Therefore, jnani is, what swarupam of jnani is mind now? Nirvikalpakatvam. Divisionlessness. Therefore that it is a swarupam, it is permanent. So divisionlessness is permanent, non-arriving, non-departing, unchanging, unchangeable nature of the mind of a jnani, because mind is Brahman. So divisionlessness is the swarupam in mind with enlightenment, jnanam. Mind with jnanam. Is it clear? Whereas, we have to see, in mind in sleep, divisionlessness, okay? Advaita anubhavaha, non-dual experience, or nirvikalpakatvam is not the swarupam. It is a changing mental condition, mental state. Nirvikalpakatvam, the divisionlessness, is a swarupam, permanent, unchanging swarupam in the jnani's mind. Whereas it is a changing mental state, a state of a mind, state of experience, changing state of experience, time-bound, changing state of experience in the mind in sleep. Okay, this one thing. Therefore, why? Because this duality or divisionlessness is actually there, still there, an unmanifest, undifferentiated condition. So in sleep, mind is still exists. Mind still exists. In jnanam, mind already ceases to exist. In sleep, mind still exists, but in much subtler, unmanifest form. Understand? This is the difference. Therefore, this divisionlessness being the very swarupam, this jnanam serves, jnanam makes the life complete and the life of fulfillment. Mind in sleep does not make the life, okay, complete and life of fulfillment. No, it cannot make. This is the second difference. Then, this jnanam serves a purpose. It accomplished the purpose. The mind in jnanam has accomplished the purpose. Whereas mind in sleep has not gone anywhere near. Because the mind in sleep, there is an unmanifest divisionlessness, the non-dual experience, the unmanifest divisionlessness does not have any purpose, because it doesn't have any value of being a means of accomplishing anything. Mind in sleep does not have any, this divisionlessness experienced in sleep or dual experience, advaita anubhavaha, non-dual experience in sleep does not have any purpose, doesn't have any value as a means of accomplishing something. Nothing is possible. Leave alone moksha. It does not help even to have any discipline to prepare the mind for jnanam. In sleep, what can be practiced? To live a life of karma yoga, you must be awake. Practice meditation, you must be awake. To listen to the shastram, you must be, of course, awake. So mananam, nidhyasanam, for everything, any discipline required for, isn't it, knocking off the mind by jnanam, one must be awake. So in sleep, advaita anubhavaha, the non-dual experience, this divisionlessness in sleep does not even serve the purpose of practicing any discipline in sleep. This is another limitation of the mind, isn't it? And here in sleep, the non-dual experience is there. There is nirvikalpak anubhavaha is there. Experience of divisionlessness is there. But in the jnani's mind, in spite of experiencing dvaita anubhavaya satyapi, in spite of having the experience of duality, still jnani has the vision of, there is, one can seize the non-dual reality. Whereas where there is dvaita anubhavaha, there is no, in advaita anubhavaha is there, in sleep, advaita darshanam is not there. Whereas a jnani has a dvaita anubhava, still advaita darshanam. Jnani has dvaita anubhava, still he has advaita darshanam. Jnani's mind. Whereas in mind in sleep has only advaita anubhavaha. Mind in sleep can have only non-dual experience, and being experienced is temporary, time-bound. Whereas jnani, the mind with the knowledge, has vision of non-dual reality. Advaita darshanam is there in spite of having dvaita anubhavaha. In sleep, there is no dvaita anubhava. In sleep, there is dvaita anubhava is not there. Advaita anubhavaha is there in sleep. Non-dual experience is there. Whereas in jnanam, in spite of having dual experience, there is vision of non-duality. Isn't it? In spite of the dvaita anubhavaha, there is advaita darshanam. Isn't it? In fact, it is not even possible to say there is nirvikalpaka anubhavaha. This experience of divisionlessness is not real experience of divisionlessness in sleep. It's only unmanifest, undifferentiated divisionlessness. Divisions only. The divisionlessness is unmanifest divisionlessness. Which means what? Savikalpakatvam only, is it? Unmanifest savikalpakatvam is in sleep as nirvikalpakatva anubhavaha. There's not real divisionlessness in sleep. There's unmanifest, all divisions, unmanifest divisions alone gives experience of divisionlessness. Really speaking, there's not, divisions are still there in sleep also. Divisions are there, but divisions are unmanifest in sleep. It's not real divisionlessness. Whereas in jnanam, divisionlessness is not the experience. Divisionlessness is the very swarupam. Okay, this is the important point for you to remember. So, when we say dvaitam, this duality, the dvaita anubhavaha, the experience of duality in the mind of a jnani, has a clear vision of non-dual reality. For him it is mithya. In spite of having the experience of duality, in the light of the vision of non-dual reality, he can see non-dual reality, non-duality satyam, duality being mithya is very clear for him. So how should a jnani see? The whole duality is non-dual reality, non-duality. Which means the duality is non-duality. Non-dual reality is not world of duality. But the world of duality is non-dual reality. Which means the entirety of the cosmos is Brahma. All that is here is Brahma. But Brahman is not anything. Brahma satyam, jagan mithya. The two expressions. So we can say what? Jagat is mithya. Creation is mithya. The world of duality is mithya. Plurality is mithya. We say this. And we can also say what? The plurality is Brahma. Duality is Brahma. The two different statements. Plurality is Brahma. Duality is Brahma. Divisions are Brahma. Mithya is Satyam. Here come, confusion comes. What? Everything here is Mithya. The entirety of the cosmos is Mithya. Say sentence number one. Is it correct or not? Correct? The entirety of the cosmos is mithya is correct. The entirety of cosmos is Brahma. Is it correct? But these two statements may sound a little contradictory. Why? Everything is mithya. The entirety of the universe is mithya. This world of duality is Brahma. Here, is there any contradiction? No. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Brahman is not anything in the world. The world is Brahma. Mithya world is Satyam Brahma. That is true. That is the meaning, isn't it? So, the confusion should not be there. Both these statements are correct. How are they correct? The world of duality experienced is Mithya. The world of duality experienced is Brahma. Both these statements are correct. How can we understand this? He's going to explain, help us understand here. What is implied here from this karika is, if we say Mithya, anything experienced is Mithya. And non-existent, we don't need to worry about it. Non-existent is non-existent like a rabbit's horn. The world of duality is not non-existent. It is not unreal. It is relatively, objectively real. It does exist. Objectively, experientially, it does exist. Not though it's absolutely real. That's why it's Mithya. So anything experienced is Mithya. And the Mithya cannot have independent existence. Mithya needs Adhishtanam, the Adhara, the support which lends existence. Just as the waves and the ocean are the forms and names, Mithya, because they need water as its support. Mithya can be present. Mithya can show. Mithya can be there only if the Satya Adhishtanam. Remove the water, forms and names will disappear. Satya Adhishtanena Vina Mithyayaha Sthitihi Nasti. Mithya can never exist independently without its supportive Adhishtanam. When I use the word Adhishtanam, what Adhishtanam is Adhishtanam. Tana means very existence. Existence of the water is the existence of the Mithya waves and form ocean. In the same way, existence of the reality is the existence of the entity of the world of duality. So in what form does the reality obtain in the world? It's very important. You can't understand if existence has no form. But formless existence has to be understood. How are you going to understand the formless existence? Not physically, not experientially, but cognitively. Existence of the water is existence of the ocean. Therefore, water is the existence of the forms and names of the ocean. That is why water is the Adhishtanam. With reference to ocean. In the same way, for this entirety of this cosmos, Adhishtanam is Atma Brahman. Brahmatma is the Adhishtanam of the entirety of the cosmos. Because existence of consciousness is the existence of the knower, existence of the knowledge, existence of the known. Adhishtanam is one and the same. That's why we say all divisions are negated here. Adhishtan, therefore, in what form does the consciousness, the reality, or in what form does this abstract reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, obtain in the world? In what form? It obtains in the form of existence. That's why you appreciate existence. Not physically, not experientially, but cognitively. So, everything which exists here, every object which has the status of being existent, what enjoys existence. And it means what? It is reality, is in the form of existence of everything. You don't need to go in search of anything. My keys means that easiness. Is existence. Easiness enjoy, you know, associated with every object is existence, that existence is the reality. There's not even a fraction of a second we are missing the reality. This is XP, which is not the existence is manifest existence. Why is it manifest? Because available for experience. As what? When you say manifest means what? Existence, which is in the form of easiness. Existence of every object is manifest existence, which is available for experience. And the form is not there. Now mic is, mic, no, existence is with the mic. Table is, existence is with the table. Wall is, existence is with the wall. Chair is, existence is with the chair. Isn't it? Now, remove chair, wall, table, everything. What is there? It's not manifest. Existence is still there, but it's non-recognizable. We can't see through physical eyes. It's not an object. Because it is non-recognizable, the meaning of the word existence is not recognizable minus forms, names and functions. When the existence is not associated with the forms, names and functions, we mistake it for non-existent. Existence never becomes non-existent. Existence is the thing which is always there. Abstract, formless. We mistake it for non-existent. We never know the meaning of the word non-existence. Existence is always appreciated, understood, being associated with some form, name and function. He is, she is, that is, this is, tree is, fruit is. We remove all the forms, names and functions. Existence is still there. And what is that? Pure existence. And what is the pure existence? The pure existence alone is pure consciousness. Sat eva chit. So pure existence is pure consciousness. The pure consciousness is pure existence. Now you can understand that formless abstract reality which we arrive at as our own Swarupam is of the nature of consciousness existence. Now you can say Satchit, Satchit Brahma, Satchit Atma. And this is of which a fullness, the Satchidananda Atma, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Because of its nature of fullness, limitlessness, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, Satchidananda Atma. Now, therefore, the Mithya can never be by itself. Every experience is what? Brahma. Everything experienced is Brahma. Understand? Therefore, this absolute reality, Brahmatma, is in the form of existence of the world. Therefore, from the standpoint of, when you say, my keys, computer is, table is, that easiness implies existence. From the standpoint of the easiness existence, we can say what? What can we say? Whole jagat is Brahma. From the standpoint of the existence of the reality, the existence of the universe, we can say universe is Brahma. From the standpoint of forms, names and functions, we can say universe is Mithya. So both sentences are correct. Because the whole cause, the whole is of two components. The whole is constituted of two components which can be reduced, the two components reduced to consciousness and matter. But two are not of the same order of reality. Two components of two different orders of reality. Consciousness is satyam, matter is mithya. The being constituted of two components of two different orders of reality, the whole is oneness, of nature of essential nature of oneness. Understand? Still we can see it's one, non-dual, secondless. Okay. Is it clear now? 36th Karika now. So, such confusion should not be there. From the standpoint of existence, the whole Jagat is Brahma. From the standpoint of forms, names and functions, whole Jagat is Mithya. Okay. For reinforcing our understanding, Gaudapadacharya is going to discuss only the nature of the reality in the following Karikas. Is the nature of the reality, essential nature of every one of us. So everyone should see it as what I am. This is what I am. This is how we should see it here. Okay, those who are following Panology's book in Sanskritam, a small correction. Ajam, the next word is Anidram. But in Sanskritam, one nakara is unnecessarily there. Anindram is there. Do you see that? Okay. Ajama nidramas svapnam. Anamakamarupakam. In the Sanskrit verse, anindram is there. You correct it as anidram. Small or nakara is not necessary. It is there in the Panology's book. Okay. Not anindram, anidram. Okay. Ajamanidramasvapnam. Anamakamarupakam. Sakrad vibhatam sarvajnam. Nopacharah kathanchana. Sakrad vibhatam sarvajnam. Nopacharah kathanchana. Ajam, do I need to tell you meaning? Not necessary. Ajam, birthless, unborn, means what? Beginningless. So birthlessness implies beginninglessness. Beginninglessness implies timelessness. And also causelessness. Okay. And causelessness also implies what? Changelessness. Okay. Now, anidram. Nidra yasya nasti, tad anidram. Sleepless. Aswapnam. Consciousness does not have dream. Okay. Means all these are states of the mind in ignorance. In jnanam, now what is this mind? The mind which is seen as Brahma is free from all this. Anidram, aswapnam, dreamless, anamakam, nameless. This is simple, all the same, nameless. Arupakam, formless. Now you know the consciousness existence. Not even both words now. Consciousness existence is what now? Now the jnani's mind is consciousness existence. Is what now? Birthless, unborn, sleepless, dreamless, nameless, formless. What is the name of that formless? What is the name of that formless? What is the name? Nameless. Nameless is the name. Formless. Now, sakrit vibhatam. Sakrit means once. Vibhatam means effulgent. Effulgent. But sakrit only once. Sankacharya is going to say, only once means what? Ever effulgent can be only once effulgent. Not many times. It is for ever effulgent. Sakrit vibhatam sarvajnam. See, sarvajnam literally means omniscient, all-knowing. But Shankaracharya is going to explain, give a different meaning. Sarvajnam means that which is, you know, obtaining in him of consciousness in everything. That which obtains in him of consciousness in everything is sarvajnam. And the truth of everything. We'll see the bhashyam, then I'll explain again. Sarvajnam literally means omniscient. All knowing. Okay. Na upacharaha kathanchana. Upacharaha means, upacharaha here implies any ceremony, any discipline, any, you know, any action, any regular practice is upachara. Now we have pancha upachara puja. In puja we have 5 steps. Upachara. Shodasha upachara. So upachara means something to be done specifically. It's called upachara. So now upachara kathanchana means with regard to this all pervasive, abstract, formless consciousness existence, which is the surupam of the mind, is it? That surupam of I, surupam of the mind, surupam of everything here, no, cannot have any such, does not require any such specific ritual, action, or practice of discipline. Okay? Nakathanchana. Upacharaha nakathanchana. What specific ritual, what specific practice, regular practice, does consciousness existence require? Nothing. Everything happens in consciousness. All these practices happen in consciousness. But consciousness is free from everything, isn't it? In the presence of the light, people come, people sit, people study, people get up, people listen, people teach, people go. Everything is happening in the presence of the light. In darkness, nothing can be done. But that consciousness is free from all these things. The light here is free from all these activities happening in this hall. In the same way, this abstract formless consciousness is free from all forms of disciplines and regular practices. It is free. So, nakathanchana, upacharaha nakathanchana. Not at all. It's absolutely free from any regular practice of any disciplines, activities. This is the literal meaning of the karika. Now we'll go to the bhashyam. He says, ajam means, why it is said ajam? Janma nimitta abhavat ajam. Siddhi. Consciousness existence implied by the term Atma or Brahman is free from the cause of birth. What is cause of birth? What is which causes the birth? Avidya. Free from ignorance. Therefore, it has no, consciousness has no ignorance. Ignorance is a phenomenon which exists in consciousness. But consciousness is free from ignorance, isn't it? Until you arrive at consciousness, you have, I am ignorant. Once you discuss Rupam being consciousness, you can see what? Consciousness is something, you can't say it is not there. Consciousness is a phenomenon, some phenomenon which exists in consciousness. Okay. Therefore here, that consciousness is free from ignorance, the janma nimitta, cause of birth. Therefore what? It is ajam. If he explains why he is janma nimitta abhavaha. Due to janma nimitta abhavat, due to the absence of ignorance on the part of consciousness, which is the cause of birth, which causes the birth, consciousness is free from birth. Okay. Why it cannot have any cause? Because sabahyabhyantaram, it is all pervasive of everything, inside and outside of everything. It is inside and outside of everything, being all pervasive, which comes and goes. Okay. Sabahyabhyantaram ajam. Okay. Next word. He explains again, jan avidya nimittam hi janma. What causes the birth? Avidya nimittam hi janma. Birth has ignorance as its cause. Ignorance is because of birth is because of the ignorance. Avidya is the nimittam for the, ignorance is the cause for birth. Like what he says, Rajju sarpavat iti avochama. Already it has been explained by us. How? Rajju sarpavat. How ignorance of the rope being the rope causes the, contributes for the birth of the snake. The false appearance of the snake is what? Birth. Is the real birth? Is there a birth? Can we say the rope is born as, rope alone is born as snake? Is the birth? No. The snake is the false appearance caused by the ignorance of the rope. Similarly, the whole universe here is a false appearance caused by the ignorance of the truth. Therefore, but consciousness existence has no birth. Okay? Because no ignorance also. Sacha avidya. Sacha avidya. And that ignorance, what happens? Atma satya anubodhena niruddha. Now he says, as long as that ignorance of the truth is there, okay, it is resolvable ignorance. In the wake of the knowledge, atma satya anubodhena, by the knowledge of the satya atma, when it becomes, ignorance is resolved, yeah, then what happens? Then again, that again there's no birth. Just as in the wake of knowledge of the rope, again the snake will not appear again. Will the snake appear again? The same way. Yataha ajam. After knowing the rope being the rope, again the snake appears. You can never say that, isn't it? The same way, atma satya anubodhena avidya niruddha. By knowledge of the satya atma, ignorance is resolved. Then what have? Again, okay. We can understand, in the wake of knowledge of the truth, we understand the truth is never born. A birthlessness is the very nature of the consciousness existence. What? Yataha, because of the reason, ajam. See, for one word, ajam, it takes so long. Ajam. You give all these reasons why it is unborn. Clear now? Ajam ataha eva anidram. When it is unborn, therefore what? That is why it is free from sleep. When does consciousness sleep? Sleep is a state of a mind. And it can exist where, as long as ignorance is there, isn't it? For sleep is the condition of the mind. But consciousness existence is, sleep is not the condition of the Atma. Consciousness existence is ever free from sleep. Sleeplessness is the nature. Whatever is in adjective, you have to make it a noun. And understand it's a noun, nature of the Swarupa of the Atma. Then avidya lakshanadihi maya nidra. Avidya lakshanadihi maya nidra swap nidra swapat. Avidya maya adhi lakshana. Avidya lakshanadihi maya nidra. What is nidra? Nidra, sleep is caused by maya. Sleep is caused by maya. Because this is still discussed. Maya and nidra. This nidra is likened to ignorance, is it? Sleep is what? Ignorance is sleep. Whenever you do not know you are, this is sleep. If you know you are, that is waking, isn't it? That's why sleep is nothing but ignorance of one's existence. Ignorance of one's existence alone is sleep. And when is ignorance, why there's ignorance of one's existence? That is caused by maya. That's the power of the maya, isn't it? Therefore, avidya lakshanadihi maya nidra. The sleep of ignorance is caused by maya. And he says, what happens? Nidra swapat prabuddha. The person who has woken up, swapaha means asleep. Nidra swapat prabuddha. The person who has woken up from sleep of ignorance caused by maya, for him advaya swarupena Atmana, advaya swarupena atmana prabuddha. Advaya swarupena atmana prabuddha. Prabuddha swapat. So the person, now the, you talk about jnani's mind actually, the jnani's mind which has been all dissolved in, and has made an, it was made, been made a non-mind, that mind being Brahman itself, that Brahmatma is now free from sleep. Free from dream also. It is free from sleep. It is free from dream also. It is dreamless. Why it's dreamless? Because only who is asleep can, only who falls asleep can dream. Now he has woken up from sleep of ignorance. Is it? The person, the ignorant, the jnani's mind, which has woken up from sleep of ignorance. Therefore, what now? It's Brahman. As pure consciousness existence. So, advaya swarupena atmana. The person who has woken up from sleep of ignorance as the one who is of the chair of non-dual consciousness. Advaya swarupena atmana nidra swapapa buddha. Therefore, what now? Ataha aswapnam. See, here Gaudapacharya presents the enlightened mind is Brahman itself. As Brahma, what is the nature of the Brahman? That is the nature of the jnani also. Free from dreams. See, pure consciousness existence is the self of a jnani. Isn't it? Mind of a jnani is consciousness existence. Therefore, what now? It is aswapnam, free from sleep, dream. Why it is free from dream? It is no more asleep. sleepless. That which falls asleep alone can have dream. Isn't it? You have to fall asleep to have a dream. Keeping awake if you dream is another problem. Okay? You can't dream when you're asleep, awake. Therefore, the person is here, Atma is sleepless. Therefore, it's dreamless also. And here, Jnani's mind, which has woken up from sleep of ignorance, as taking ownership of one's own nature of, you know, nature being non-dual reality consciousness. Advaya swarupena atmana swapat prabuddha. The person has woken up from sleep of ignorance as the non-dual, as the one who is of nature of non-dual consciousness. When a person wakes up from sleep, he wakes up from sleep as the waker. The Ajnani also, if he wakes up from the sleep of ignorance, he wakes up as the one whose nature is non-dual consciousness, existence. Therefore, that non-dual consciousness existence is free from dream. Okay, no more dream. That asvapnam. Do you see, it looks very simple verse, but you have to think a lot. This asvapnam, dreamless. It later off, ask me. Aprabodhakrite, hi asya namarupe. Only as long as ignorance is there, okay. Aprabodhakrite. Prabodhakrit means what? One who has woken up from sleep of ignorance. Aprabodhakrit means one who still remains steeped in darkness of ignorance. Then it is possible for one to have what? Names and forms. One has woken up from sleep of ignorance, claiming one's own nature being consciousness existence, then for him, no more forms and names. Therefore, aprabodhakrite hi asya nama rupe. When does a person have, if your identity is in ignorance, identity is with the body, mind, sense complex, you have form and name. When the identity is shifted from anatma to atma, you see yourself being consciousness, then what? No form and name. So he is aprabodhakrite, prabodhakrit means having the jnanam. Aprabodhakrite, when there is ignorance, when there is no knowledge of the self being consciousness existence, then one has form and name. Prabodhat cha rajju sarpavat vinashte. In the wake of the knowledge of one's own self being consciousness existence, when the ignorance is resolved, the forms and names also become what? Negated, like the rope snake. Okay. When the forms and names become negated like the rope snake, what happened? Iti na namna abhidhiyate brahma. So this jnani's mind is Brahman itself. Therefore it is no more meant by any word. So nameless. Don't worry, he is going to explain this later on again. Namna na abhidhiyate. As consciousness existence, what name can you give? What word can be used to reveal consciousness? What is this table? What is this window? What is this wall? What is this door? Isn't it? You can give different names to different forms. Forms are there, names can be given. Forms are there, attributes will be there. Then words can be used. In keeping, see, this particular form has a particular features, attributes. In keeping with the features, you can use a name. Name is a word. Name is a word, isn't it? A word is a name. Window, door. So words help us differentiate the forms with the different features. What is consciousness existence? Attributeless, featureless, formless. Okay. Therefore, he says what? Prabodhaticha. Because of the knowledge of the self being consciousness existence, this Jnani's mind being Brahman itself is what? No? Rajju sarpavat vinashte. Like the rope snake, the forms and names become negated. Namna abhidhiyate, na abhidhiyate. No more, okay, is meant. Ne abhidhiyate. No more meant by any word, any name. Namna na abhidhiyate. Not called by any name, not addressed by any name. Brahma rupyate va. Now he says what? Brahma is absolute reality, consciousness, existence implied by the term Brahma is not meant by any word, not called by any name, not even given any form. Na rupyate, not is not seen with any form. Va. Na kenachit prakarena. Iti anamaka rupakam chatate. By no means, not by any word, it can be called, it can be revealed. Therefore what? Anamaka rupakam. It is formless, also nameless. Tat. Now in this context exactly, here Shankara Bhagavad presents a quote. See, actually, this mantra comes twice in Taittiriya Upanishad. In 9th Anuvaka and also in 4th Anuvaka. But there, he does not make comment upon this sentence. He comments upon sentence only in the 9th Anuvaka, not in 2nd Anuvaka. But he has given a quote from 2nd Anuvaka. Sorry, 4th Anuvaka. Yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasa saha. Yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasa saha. In that context, see, words cannot reveal the reality. Words cannot serve as means of knowledge of the reality. Using words by describing, you cannot explain Brahma, reality. Okay? Why? Anything which has form, anything which has attributes, and an object having form, name and function, having attributes alone can be described. But here pure consciousness existence is absolutely attributeless. Jati, guna, kriya, sambandha, nothing is there. Therefore, it is not being attributeless, it can be described by words. In fact, consciousness existence is that because the presence of which mind functions, because the presence of which organs will function, because the presence of which alone then only words can come. Is it? For a word to be uttered, that is dependent on what? Organ of speech. An organ of speech itself functions being backed by the conscious mind. Mind has to become conscious and functional, for which consciousness has to be there. Your consciousness, which is surupma of the mind and all the organs, cannot be an object of thought, cannot be an object of description also. Therefore, Upanishad, it says, words try to describe the reality, but they fail, they return along with the mind, being incapable of conceiving and describing the reality. What does it mean? Absolute reality is has no name, nameless because not describable. Okay. That's the quote. Now, Kim Cha. I'm going to next page number 446. I'm thinking second. If you want, those who want to follow some English, you have to go to 447. Kim Cha Sakrad Vibhatam. Kincha, moreover. You can understand, it's the same word. Sakrit vibhatam. Now he goes on to next word. Sakrit vibhatam. He says, Sada eva vibhatam. If you listen to my Sanskritam, it should sound like English, okay? Sada eva vibhatam. That which is shining always. Ever effulgent. He says, Sada bharupam. See, bha means light. Bha. Isn't it? Bha rupam. We have the verb bhati. Isn't it? Sada bha rupam. What is the nature? What is the form of reality? In what form does it obtain? It's always of the form of consciousness. What form? No, formless consciousness. So it is ever of the nature of consciousness. Ever of the nature of knowing, knowledge, awareness. So pure awareness, pure consciousness, pure knowledge is the nature of the reality. It's like what? When does fire become cold? When is fire hot? Sada ushnavat. Aushnavat. Isn't it? The same way here, this is the abstract formless reality. The truth of I is always of the nature of consciousness. Therefore what? Sada bharupam. Sada eva vibhatam. No, only morning it shines. Evening it shines. No, always. Isn't it? Bharupam. That is why sleepless, that is why dreamless. Isn't it? Sleepless, it's all because of this knowing being the nature of the reality. Consciousness, being conscious, being aware, knowing is the very nature of reality. Reality doesn't sleep. And I said, there's no sleep or dream for reality. I understand what you have in your mind. Bharupam, okay. Agrahanat. Sorry. Agrahana, anyatha grahana. Avirbhava, tirobhava, varjitatvat. It's very beautiful here. Okay. Agrahana, agrahanam, anyatha grahanam. Avirbhavaha, tirobhavaha, all these are not there. Why do we say consciousness is always shy? Reality is ever effulgent. This very nature, bharupam. He says, see, grahanam means perception. Agrahanam, non-perception. Anyatha grahanam. Grahanam, perception. Anyatha grahanam, wrong perception, misperception. Agrahanam, non-perception. In sleep, there is agrahanam, non-identity. In waking, there is erroneous perception. Anyatha grahanam, isn't it? Grahanam means perception. But here, anyway, consciousness is free from what? This perception, misperception, non-perception. Understand? Consciousness is free from misperception. See, misperception, right perception, wrong perception, all perceptions are possible because of the blessing of consciousness. But consciousness is free from what? Consciousness does not perceive anything, does not misperceive, wrongly perceive anything, does not, again, therefore consciousness is, so agrahanam, non-perception stands for total ignorance, right perception stands for right perception, wrong perception stands for what? And the wrong, all these right perception, wrong perception, misperception, non-perception, everything belongs to what? The mind only, isn't it? in ignorance. In ignorance. In knowledge as Brahma. As Brahma, free from grahanam, agrahanam. Okay. Anyatha grahanam. So, grahana, anyatha grahanam, only two. I added agrahanam, okay? Grahanam, anyatha grahanam. Then, avirbhavaha. Avirbhavaha means what? Appearance. Tirobhavaha, disappearance. Okay? Appears, who appears and goes? The knowing, the power, you can say, the universe appears, goes. Appears, goes. In keeping with the function of the mind, isn't it? Therefore what? When the mind perceives, world appears. And mind also, anyatha grahanam also is there. Mind dissolves, world also disappears. But consciousness existence is free from perception or misperception, free from appearance and free from disappearance. No, avirbhava tirobhava varjitam. You can say, this Brahma, Brahma Chaitanyam is free from perception, misperception or wrong perception, appearance and disappearance. Okay. Grahana agrahanehi. Now he says, this perception, non-perception, what is this? Grahana grahanam cha agrahanam cha. Grahana agrahane. Perception and non-perception is like ratriyahani, is like the night and day. Non-perception is like the night. Perception is like the day. Understand? It is, see, really speaking, there's no real night and day, you know that. Just because we experience darkness in the night, does it mean the sun also become dark? Sun is ever of nature of light. Sada prakashaha, isn't it? Our earth shows its her back. Okay. As though showing the back. The sunlight is not exposed to sunlight. Then immediately that's all finished. Isn't it? So you hear the mind is the medium. Isn't it? The manifesting medium is non-functional. The manifestation, vrittis are not available. Manifestation is not there. Finished. Whole jagat becomes what? Remains steeped in total ignorance. Nothing is perceived. There's a total non-perception of the world in deep sleep state. Does it mean consciousness is not aware, reality is not awareness now? Even when the mind is non-functional, even when there's total ignorance, and the whole universe remains steeped in darkness of ignorance, nothing remains also, even then consciousness, reality is with its nature of knowing. Isn't it? Agrahanam. That is agrahanam. What is grahanam? When there is manifestation of knowledge, vrittis are available, mind is functional, the world shines. Even then reality is there as pure consciousness. This nature of reality being consciousness doesn't change. Because it's surupam. Reality is ever of the nature of consciousness, they are ever effulgent. Whether there is a grahanam is there, agrahanam is there. Consciousness is always there. But is grahanam and agrahanam, is because of the presence of consciousness. But consciousness is free from grahanam and agrahanam, perception and non-perception. That's why they are like night and day. Isn't it? So presence of night does not make the sun dark. Experience of day does not make the light, make sun bright. Sun is ever of nature of brightness. But still we experience night and day. It's just experience. isn't it? Because of certain reasons. In the same way, what is grahanam and agrahanam, perception of non-perception, and nothing but, okay, the two conditions we experience as a result of the function of the mind. But that does not mean conscious reality is not of nature of consciousness. Is ever of nature of light of consciousness. Okay. Grahana agrahanehi ratri ahani tamahacha avidyalakshanam. Sada aprabhatatve karanam. Now the question comes, why there is then darkness? Why there is non-perception at all? Okay. If reality is ever of the nature of consciousness, then there must be perception of the world always. Isn't it? So here, tamahacha avidyalakshanam. This darkness of ignorance is there. Okay. The darkness is what is which covers this universe. You know, avidyalakshanam. When there is, because of this ignorance, the darkness in the form of ignorance, sada aprabhatatve karanam, even though consciousness is there always, which is of the nature of the reality is always there as the one which is of the nature of consciousness, knowledge, still, it's not revealing. It's not revealing. What is the cause? What is that which veils this? Ever-effulgent consciousness is as though veiled by what? Ignorance. It's called avarana shakti, isn't it? Amazing. This ignorance which exists depending upon consciousness, veils the consciousness. Like what? The clouds which seemingly, you know, cover the sun, you can see the covers, these clouds covering the sun because the light of the sun. Isn't it? How the sun is covered by clouds. How do you see? Same sunlight helps us see the fact of sunlight, sun being covered by clouds. It's a real covering. Here it is what? Ignorance covers. Because even though reality is ever of the nature of self-effulgence, pure consciousness. What can cover consciousness? It's an ever-effulgent reality, so it is veiled by ignorance. I gave the example many years ago, Swamiji, here. I told you about this. I always tell, when I came to London first time, I never knew what the word rambutan meant. Rambutan is a fruit. It is grown lots in Malaysia, Sri Lanka. Somehow people in North India must be knowing also. I don't know. I never heard about it. But I was ignorant, really ignorant. Rambutan, the word was new for me. I did not know the word meant a fruit. I don't know it's edible. Nothing I knew. And I stayed in one of Sri Lankan Tamil friend's house. They're very, very kind. They used to host me. Then one day she said, Swamiji, today is a basket of, you know, this rambutan, box of rambutan fruits. He didn't even say fruits. He said, he was in a hurry to go to office. Rambutan is coming. Please take it. He went. I didn't understand. He didn't say, at least fruit he mentioned, he would have understood. Rambutan is coming, a box. I thought something else. So then the husband came a little later and he opened and he kept fruits he kept in front of me also. But I was just walking, came back, and saw the fruits. And then I was walking around, she came back in the evening. No, fruits are the same, you didn't take it? Oh, these were rambutan. Light was there. I was not wearing specs that time, Swamiji. I had very much better eyes. Much better eyes, light was there, and rambutan is colorful red. Nice fruits. What is it which covered? What veiled? Ignorance. Not knowing what rambutan is, real experience that is, now prevented me from enjoying the rambutan. Nothing was covered. No cover, no paper, nothing. It was kept opened. Box was opened, kept outside, visible. Still, I did not know what rambutan was. I could not enjoy it. Ignorance veils. Got it? That's why he says, because doubt should not come. If reality is ever of the nature of consciousness, ever shining, ever effulgent, there's never a time reality is not there as knowledge. As pure knowledge is always there. Still, what that reality is, not knowing what rambutan is, isn't it? Covered rambutan. The same way, not knowing what consciousness is, not what reality is, what the self is, covers. It's not the non-existence, it's not the presence, it's not the nature, it's ignorance which veils. That's why he says, Sakrit, okay. Sada aprabhatatve karanam. Why, if reality is ever of the nature of self-effulgent, ever of the nature of consciousness, it is ever shining, then why it is aprabhatatve karanam? Why reality, being ever effulgent also, is not available for knowledge? Because it is veiled by the darkness of ignorance. Tada, okay. Tad abhavat. Now he's coming back to the present. In ignorance veils, but now that ignorance is no more. Tad abhavat. Now, after the wake of knowledge of the reality, ignorance has been resolved due to the absence of ignorance. After having resolved the ignorance, nitya chaitanya bharupatvat cha yuktam sakrit vibhatamiti. Okay, for the mind with knowledge, the nature of reality as its own very truth is ever shining, ever shining. It's no more hidden. A jnani must be seeing the reality as one's own surupam always in the waking. Isn't it? Why sak? It's ever effulgent, ever shining in the mind of a jnani, because ignorance was veiling it. Now ignorance is no more. Tad abhavati. Ignorance is no more. Ignorance being resolved, nothing covers this ever effulgent consciousness. So for jnani, it is sakrit vibhatam, is ever shining, ever effulgent. Now consciousness does not have ignorance. Reality has no ignorance. But reality is ever shining, isn't it? So here jnani is mind being consciousness. Ignorance being not there anymore. For a jnani's mind, reality is ever shining. It was, it is, it ever will be. Even in sleep, okay, he does not know, like ajnani, but still once wake up, he knows even in sleep I was. Any ajnani also knows I was, but he does know what I was. I was as consciousness in sleep, I was there as consciousness in dream, I am here in waking also as consciousness. This will be the vision of ajnani. This must be understanding in the mind of a jnani. Sakrit vibhatamiti. No, you see how subtle he is teaching. Even though reality is ever of the chair of consciousness, ever effulgent, ever shining, ever resplendent, still sometimes is not revealed. Why aprabhatatvam? Why does it doesn't shine? Being veiled by ignorance. Now, when ignorance is removed, it shines again. is ever effulgent. Atayeva sarvamcha tajnyasvarupam. Tat sarvamcha tatte jnyasvarupam. Now he's going here. He moves on to next word, sarvajnam Brahma. Sarvam chatate jnasvarupam cha iti sarvajnam. We have seen the meanings of the word sakrit vibhatam is very clear now. We move on to the word sarvajnam. Every word you must write clear, must know. Sakrit vibhatam, he explains so much. Sarvajnam means what? Sarvam cha tat jnasvarupam. Means, sarvam means all. Jna swarupam means everything in this universe is of the nature of consciousness. Therefore, sarvajnam, literally the word sarvajnam, we say always omniscience. We say Brahman is omniscient, all-knowing. Sarvajnaha, sarvajnam means always all-knowing, omniscient, the source of all knowledge. But here he gives a different meaning. The reality which obtains as the consciousness in all the beings. Jnasvarupam. See, in every mithya mind, in every mithya body, mind, and complexes, reality is in the form of what? Reality is there. In the form of consciousness. Therefore, that which is in the form of knowledge, the consciousness in all the beings, in everything, is sarvajnam. That reality which alone is in the form of consciousness as the very nature of everything. So, what should you know? That which obtains as the very nature of everything, that which is there in the form of consciousness in everything is sarvajnam. Different meaning he gives. Jnasvarupam. That which obtains is the nature of consciousness in every being. So reality is the consciousness, which is the surupma of everything. Surupma of everything, essential nature of everything here is what? Consciousness. Therefore, he says that which is the essential nature, obtains as the essential nature of everything in the form of consciousness is sarvajnam. Sarvajnam tat jnasvarupam. Sarvam cha jnasvarupam. Jnasvarupam cha iti sarvajnam. The word one letter jna. Jna means knowledge. Jnasvarup means what? Everything is essentially of the nature of consciousness. That which is there as essential nature of consciousness of everything is Jnasvarupam sarvajnam. Okay. Na iha brahmani evam vidaha. Therefore, evam vidaha brahmani na upacharanam. So, this for this absolute reality which is of this nature. Evam vidaha brahmani, okay, in on the part of this absolute reality, the consciousness existence implied by the term Brahma, upacharanam upacharaha na kartavyaha. There's no specific practice of ritual or action or practice, okay, anything is not required. Na kartavya means there's no need for anything after the attainment of jnanam. Once the surupma of one's own essential nature being consciousness becomes very clear, Atma, then mind is Brahma, isn't it? Afterwards, what is the need for practice of any discipline? All disciplines have served their purpose. All upacharas. Upachara means any specific ritual or practice of discipline is not necessary. There's no need for one to do anything once jnanam is there. Why? This is the nature of the reality. To discover this reality being one's own nature, one to prepare one's mind, one has to practice all that. All upacharas are for preparing one's mind. When the mind, for the jnanam. When the jnanam has attained, all upacharas have served their purpose, then no more upacharas necessary. Isn't it? That is the meaning here. Why? Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swabhavat Brahmanaha. And he gives the reason why. Why no other practice, regular practice of disciplines or rituals, okay, no other activity, nothing needs to be done. Why? Because in the wake of the jnanam, jnani self is Atma, isn't it? What is it? What is that Atma? Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swabhavat Brahmanaha. As absolute reality is ever of the nature of timeless, pure, free consciousness. Timeless, pure, ever free consciousness. So timeless, ever free, pure consciousness being the very nature of Brahma, the reality. A Brahman being one's own self, in the wake of the jnanam, nakathanchidapi, kathancha nakathanchidapi, kartavya sambhavaha. Avidyanashaha. See, any upacharaha, any regular practice of any discipline, any ritual, everything is for what? Preparing one's mind for resolving the ignorance. When the ignorance has been resolved, then everything has served its purpose, then no practice of anything is required afterwards. Kartavya sambhavaha. Nakathanchidapi kartavya sambhavaha avidyanashaha. Okay. Anamakatvadi uktartha siddhaye hetum aha. I'm reading from page number 447. It's introduction to 37th karika. So here, anamakatvadi uktartha siddhaye hetum aha. See, already he explained how. He explained, ajam he explained, anidram he explained, asvapnam he explained, anamakam arupakam also he explained, sakriti bhatam he explained, sarvagyam he explained. Then why no upachara is required, he explained. But still he is not very happy. He still wants to give a reason. He wants to explain with the proper reason why the absolute reality, consciousness implied with the term Brahman is said to be nameless and formless. Why arupakattvam? Why anamakattvam? Isn't it? Anamakattvadi uktartha siddhaye. He gives a proper reason to help us understand the namelessness and formlessness being the nature of the reality. Uktartha, already it has been explained, uktartha siddhaye, only for establishing the meanings, the nature of the reality, given as formlessness and namelessness, he gives again reason. Is it clear now? Sarvabhilapa vigataha. Sarvabhilapa vigataha. Sarvachinta samuttitaha. Sarvachinta samuttitaha. Suprashanta sakrajyotihi. Suprashanta sakrajyotihi. Suprashanta sakrajyotihi. Dasakrajyotihi samadhirachalobhayaha samadhirachalobhayaha sarvabhilapavigataha sarvabhilapavigataha sarvachintasamutthitaha sarvachintasamutthitaha suprashantasakrajyotihi samadhirachalobhayaha okay. Now every word is a word is a pramanam. Every word is a means of knowledge. Okay, every word reveals the reality in terms of its nature, surupam. Sarva abhilapa vigataha. So the reality Atma is free from, it is devoid of all organs. All organs, external organs. Sarva chinta samuttitaha. I quickly want to go to Bhashyam, okay? Sarva chinta samuttitaha. The word chinta literally means worry, but here it means intellect. So sarva chinta samuttitaha means it is distinct from all internal organs also. The intellect represents all the internal organs. Organ of speech represents all the external organs. This reality is free from the organ, is devoid of organ of speech, means it is devoid of all external organs. It is devoid of intellect, means it is devoid of all internal organs. Okay? Sarva chinta samuttitaha. See, consciousness does not have organ of speech. There is no possessed connection between consciousness and the matter. The problem is, we want to possess. That is why the possession is a problem. I have, mine means what? Problem. Consciousness does not possess anything, does not have anything. Everything is consciousness, nothing belongs to consciousness. Isn't it? Everything is consciousness means what? Nothing belongs to consciousness. Consciousness does not possess anything. Therefore, sarva abhilapa gataha, sarva abhilapa vigataha means it's devoid of all the organ of speech, which implies devoid of all external organs. Sarva chinta samuttitaha, it is free from intellect, it is devoid of intellect, means it is devoid of all internal organs. Suprashantaha is ever of the nature of absolute tranquility. Sakrut jyotihi, same meaning. Sakrut vibhatam of the previous verse. Sakrut jyotihi of the, this verse means the same. Sakrut jyotihi, ever effulgent. In fact, Gaudapada Acharya presents re-commentary, okay? Second commentary on the 33rd, 32nd Karikas as the explanation of the 7th mantra of the Mandukya Upanishad. The 7th mantra of Mandukya Upanishad is commented upon by those verses, and those verses are again re-commented here. Which means what? One teaching is for reinforcement. சர்வ அபிலாபி விகத சர்வ சிந்தா சமுத்தித சுப்பிரசாந்த சக்ருஜ்யோதி சமாதிஹி. சி சமாதிஹி மீன்ஸ் நாட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இன் திஸ் காண்டெக்ஸ்ட். சமாதிஹி இஸ் நாட் அ ஸ்டேட் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஹியர். சமாதிஹி மீன்ஸ் மைண்ட், ஒன் மீனிங். ஓகே, சோ சமாதிஹி மைண்ட் ஹி மீன்ஸ் வாட் அகெயின்? த நாலெட்ஜ், அகண்டாக்கார விருத்தி ஜானம், இசன்ட் இட்? சோ சமாதிஹி மீன்ஸ் ரியாலிட்டி விச் இஸ் டு பி அரைவ்ட் த்ரூ நாலெட்ஜ். Reality cannot be arrived at physically, cannot be arrived at experientially. You can't experience the Atma. People want to say experience. Reality cannot be experienced, cannot be arrived at through experience, cannot be arrived at through, arrived at physically. I want to walk, run towards Bhagavan. He's sitting somewhere. That's not possible because it's always ever effulgent, ever present, isn't it? It has to be cognitively, it can be arrived at. So that which can be arrived at cognitively is samadhi, one meaning. Another meaning is what? Reality being the substratum of everything. Remaining as the reality, lending existence to everything, that in which everything enjoys existence is samadhi. We're going to see the Bhashyam anyway. Achalaha. Achalaha. Unmoving, immovable. Because all pervasive. Abhayaha. The phenomenon called fear is possible. The second thing is there. As because of secondlessness, absolutely of the nature of fearlessness. Abhayaha. Fearless. Okay. We'll quickly go to the Bhashyam. Abhilapyate. அபிலப்யதே அனேன இதி அபிலாபஹ. சி அபிலாபஹ மீன்ஸ் வாக் கரணம். மேக் நோட், அபிலாபஹ இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு வாக் கரணம். வாக் கரணம் மீன்ஸ் ஆர்கன் ஆஃப் ஸ்பீச். அபிலாபஹ இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு வாக் கரணம். வாக் கரணம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஆர்கன் ஆஃப் ஸ்பீச். ஓகே, so that by which speaking happens, abhilapyate, that by which words are uttered is said to be abhilapaha. Abhilapyate iti abhilapaha, so that by which words are uttered is said to be abhilapaha. Okay, organ of speech, vakkaranam. But this one represents what? All other external organs. சர்வ பிரகாரஸ்ய அபிதானஸ்ய தஸ்மாத் விகதஹ. சி ஹவு ஹி எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல்லி. சர்வ பிரகாரஸ்ய அபிதானஸ்ய தஸ்மாத் விகதஹ. தி ரியாலிட்டி டஸ் நாட் ஹாவ் ஆர்கன் ஆஃப் ஸ்பீச். ஓகே, தேர்ஃபோர் வாட்? டஸ் நாட் ஸ்பீக். அண்ட் தென் வாட் ஹீ சேஸ், தேர்ஃபோர் சர்வ பிரகாரஸ்ய அபிதானஸ்ய விகதா, therefore free from all words, free from all words. It doesn't speak, doesn't have organ of speech, therefore it is not describable also by any words. Free from all words. Okay, now he says வாக் அத்த உபலக்ஷணார்த்தா. வாக் அத்த உபலக்ஷணார்த்தா மீன்ஸ் இட் சிம்பல், இட் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார், ரெப்ரசன்ஸ் ஆல் அதர் ஆர்கன்ஸ். வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? நாட் ஓன்லி ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆர்கன் ஆஃப் ஸ்பீச், இட் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் ஆர்கன்ஸ். ஓகே, நோ ஹி சேஸ் சர்வ பாஹ்யகரண வர்ஜிதம். ஆத்மா சர்வ பாஹ்யகரண வர்ஜிதஹ. சர்வ பிரம்ம சர்வ பாஹ்யகரண வர்ஜிதம். சி ப்ளீஸ் மேக் நோட் அகேன், சம்ஸ்கிருதம் ஹூர் ஃபாலோயிங் பனாலஜி சம்ஸ்கிருதம், ஸ்மால் ஸ்பெல்லிங் மிஸ்டேக், பிரிண்ட் மிஸ்டேக், நாட் ஸ்பெல்லிங், பிரிண்ட் மிஸ்டேக். சர்வ பிரம்ம கரண இஸ் தர், சர்வ பாஹ்யகரண, சர்வ பாஹ்யகரண இஸ் அ ஸ்மால் மிஸ்டேக், பிரிண்ட் மிஸ்டேக். நாட் சர்வ பிரம்மகரண சர்வ பாஹ்ய கரண வர்ஜிதம். சர்வ பாஹ்ய கரண வர்ஜிதம் மீன்ஸ் ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் டிவைட் ஆஃப் ஆல் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் ஆர்கன்ஸ். ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட். ததா சர்வ சிந்தா சமுத்திதா. சர்வ சிந்தா சமுத்திதா, இட் இஸ் அபவ், இட் இஸ் ரிசன் அபவ் ஆல் இன்டர்னல் ஆர்கன்ஸ். ஓகே, இன்க்ளூடிங் வாட்? இன்டெலக்ட். இஸ் ரிசன் அபவ் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இட் இஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க்ட் ஃப்ரம், இட் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம், இட் இஸ் டிவைட் ஆஃப், இட் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம், டிஸ்டிங்க்ட் ஃப்ரம், டிவைட் ஆஃப் ஆல் இன்டர்னல் ஆர்கன்ஸ் இன்க்ளூடிங் தி இன்டெலக்ட். நவ் ஹி சேஸ் why intellect is meant by the word chinta. See, the word chinta is always used in the sense of worry, pain, isn't it? But here intellect is meant by the word chinta. He used the reason, chintyate anaya iti chinta. Chintyate anaya iti chinta, that by which thinking is done, that by which objects are thought, known, that by which objects are known or thought, therefore intellect is said to be chinta. Chinta is called buddhihi. Simply can say no way. Chinta buddhihi, intellect. Tasyaha. So we should not take the meaning of the word chinta as worry here. Okay, chinta means buddhihi. Tasyaha samuttitaha. Samuttitaha means what? He simply says antahkarana varjitaha, mindless. Consciousness is mindless means what? Consciousness does not have the mind, does not possess the mind. Mind is a false appearance of the consciousness. Can you say rope has the snake? Between rope and snake, is a possessor-possessed connection? No. There is no possessor-possessed connection between rope and snake. Isn't it? It is a false appearance. The same way, antahkarana varjitaha. Antahkarana varjitaha means what? Consciousness is devoid of internal instrument of knowledge. Now he gives example of Mundaka Upanishad. Aprano hyamana shubhro hyaksharat paratav paraha. It's a beautiful mantra from Mundaka Upanishad. Do you remember? Aprano hyamana shubhro hyaksharat paratav paraha. Apranaha means what? Consciousness implied with him, Atma does not have prana. Atma, see, he strictly negates. There's no possessed connection with anything. See, what we say, my prana, my body. No. Atma is not the prana, but the prana is Atma. Atma is not the body, but body is Atma. Atma had anything, but everything is Atma. Therefore, apranaha. Atma is free from prana. Amanaha, free from mind. Shubhraha, ever pure, untainted, touched by anything. Only one. What can go and touch it? Isn't it? Second thing must be there to touch something, isn't it? Second thing means, important lesson I tell you. See, satyam cannot become mithya, mithya can become satyam, but satyam can appear as mithya. If two things of two orders of reality can coexist, the one is substratum, other is supported, isn't it, for its existence, then there's no touching possible. See, light is, in the presence of light, opaque things shine. Opaque things do not touch the, it cause anything to, any disturbance to the light. Isn't it? That's important point. That's why here, shubhraha, pure, untainted, untouched by anything here. Aksharat paratav paraha. Aksharat, aksharam here means imperishable power. That is Maya. It is superior. Why? Maya is param. Absolute omnipotency. The knowing power of reality is imperishable and it is superior. Exalted. And what is superior to his power? The source of the power. This abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, is distinct from even the imperishable, exalted Maya as the source of existence of Maya. See, Maya power, omnipotency, the knowing power is the exalted, but what is beyond that, what is distinct from that power, what is more exalted power is the source of the power. So the reality, the consciousness, is the source of existence of Maya. Therefore, aksharat parataha param. Aksharam itself is param. What is param? Paratat paratparaha. Paratpara means what? Absolutely exalted, which is distinct from the exalted, superior, imperishable Maya. So what? If Maya itself is Maya itself exists in Brahma, what can we talk of Maya cost everything? That's why exact quote. If you say one thing is enough, you don't need to say consciousness has no organ of speech, hosi, no powers, no consciousness has no karmindriyani, gyanindriyani, bodies, forms. Just knock off everything. Just say Maya, consciousness is distinct from Maya, beyond Maya, superior to Maya, which is superior. Understand? Means everything being Maya products, consciousness is distinct from everything, different from everything. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.